chapter 15, verse 1 to 4. Paul said, "Moreover, I declare unto you the gospel." The gospel is this, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that He was buried, and that He was raised again the third day according to the Scriptures. Now see, you can be saved by believing the gospel. Paul said in Acts chapter 13 and verse number 38, "Be it known unto you therefore, men and brethren, that through this man, Jesus Christ, that through this man is preached unto you the forgiveness of sins. And by him," verse number 39, "by him all that believe are justified from all things from which you could not be justified by the law of Moses." Don't add anything to it. Justified, saved by faith in Jesus Christ alone, you see. It has nothing to do with tongues and all that kind of stuff. Jesus Christ himself never spoke in tongues, nor did John the Baptist ever speak in tongues. In our day, one of the big false prophets of our day who promotes tongues talking and yoking up with the Catholic Church and all that kind of stuff is a man by the name of Kenneth Copeland. I saw him preaching over somewhere in the Philippines or in Indonesia. Now listen carefully. And when he was over there, he's speaking a different language. The people over there speak a different language. Could he speak the language? No. He had to have an interpreter to speak to them. He could not speak the language. When these people go to the foreign field, go to the mission field, do you think they go over there and can they miraculously speak that language over there? No, they can't. They have to go to language school and learn the language. The tongues that are spoken over here are not biblical tongues. You see, folks claim that they've got the gift of tongues and they've got the gift of healing. Well, I tell you how you can prove that. If somebody's got the gift of healing, we got a hospital right back over here. Go to the hospital over there and lay your hands on some folks and let's clear out the hospital. Go up here to Clovis. There's a bunch of sick people up there. Go up there and lay your hands on them and clear out that hospital. And then we'll go to Amarillo and clear out the hospital, see? But they can't do that, see? Now, I know people want people to be healed. We want people to be healed, man. We love them. We don't want them to be sick. I don't want you to be sick. But if anybody's healed, it comes by prayer and faith, fasting and praying. These people here, when they spoke in tongues on the day of Pentecost, they did not have to practice. They did not have to be encouraged. They did not have to be coaxed. They did not have to train to speak. The Bible says in verse number 4, the Spirit gave them utterance. The apostles spoke and they heard them in their own language. It says in verse number 6 and 8. That's about tongues. The tongues that are spoken today are languages, then were languages, and the things that are spoken today are not. Let's leave that and let's go to the next subject there in verse number 4. It says, they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. We want to talk for a few minutes about being filled with the Spirit of God. The Bible says this in Deuteronomy chapter 6 and verse number 4. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. God is one God, but He manifests Himself to us in three persons, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Up in heaven on the throne is God Almighty, God the Father. God can be down here on earth in a body, His Son, Jesus Christ. He fills the entire universe with His presence, the Spirit of God. To be filled with the Spirit, that's what happened to these people here. They were filled with the Spirit, God's Spirit. Being filled with the Spirit of God has not gone away. Being filled with the Holy Ghost has not gone away. It is for every Christian. God expects us to be filled. The Bible says in Luke chapter 11 and verse number 13, listen to this. You ought to memorize this verse. Luke 11:13 says this. Jesus said, if ye being evil know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask Him? How much more? In other words, if you ask God, the way I look at this verse, if you ask God to fill you for more of the Spirit, God, give me more of the Spirit, He will give you. He can give you more of the Spirit of God. God expects us to be filled. We'll look in a minute at Ephesians chapter 5, verse number 18, 19, and 20. But the Bible says that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you. In the Bible, we have Elizabeth. John the Baptist's mother was filled with the Spirit. His father, Zacharias, in Luke 1:67, was filled with the Spirit. John the Baptist himself was filled with the Spirit from his mother's womb. Peter was filled with the Spirit in Acts 4 and verse number 8. Paul was filled with the Spirit. All of the disciples were filled with the Spirit. Stephen was filled with the Spirit. Take your Bibles and turn back to John chapter number 14, I believe it is. John chapter number 14. John chapter number 14. And look at verse number 16. John chapter 14 and verse number 16. John chapter 14 and verse number 16. He said, here's Jesus speaking. He said, I will pray the Father, and He'll give you another comforter that He may abide with you for how long? Forever. Even the Spirit of truth, which the world cannot receive, because it seeth Him not, neither knoweth Him, but ye know Him, for He dwelleth with you and shall be in you. And I will not leave you comfortless, I will come to you. That's enough on that. But see, the Spirit of God there, He says, look over to a little bit, same chapter, look at verse number 25. Verse number 25, here's Jesus speaking. These things have I spoken to you, being yet present with you. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, He shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance. Whatsoever I have said unto you, peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. So He's sending the Holy Ghost to help us and to fill us. Let me give you five reasons why we should all be filled with the Holy Ghost. Number one, why you should be filled with the Holy Ghost and I should be filled with the Holy Ghost, because this. You have to be right with God in order to be filled with the Spirit or filled with the Holy Ghost. You've got to be right with God. You've got to be right with God. You've got to confess your sins. The Bible says in 1 John chapter 1 in verse number 9, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. You have to be right with God in order to be filled with the Holy Ghost. I think of a man in the Bible by the name of Samson. Samson is found in the book of Judges, chapter 13, 14, 15, and 16. Man Samson, he was a mighty man of God. And more than any other person in the Bible, Samson, it is said of him that the Holy Ghost came upon him. The Spirit of God came upon Samson. But you know what the Bible says about Samson? Samson judged Israel for 20 years. He was a judge. And he judged Israel for 20 years. But Samson would not confess his sins. He had a problem, and his problem was with women. He had a problem with women. He's always going to this woman, that woman, left his wife, got another woman, did this and did that with women. He had a problem. But yet you never find Samson ever confessing his sins. Samson's life was cut short. Listen carefully now. His life was cut short. Samson only judged Israel for 20 years. But folks, listen to me. He could have judged Israel 40 years. But God cut his life short because he never confessed his sins. He never got right with God. If you want to be right, if you want to be filled with the Spirit, you can all be filled with the Spirit. We can all be filled with the Spirit if we'll confess our sins and get right with God. All of us. That's what God wants, you see. So why should you be filled with the Spirit? Why? Because you have to be right with God in order to be filled with the Spirit. Number two, why should we be filled with the Spirit? God can direct your life if you are filled with the Spirit. Instead of the flesh directing our life or the devil directing our life, We need to be led by the Spirit, see. It's a wonderful thing sometimes to have a divine appointment where God can lead you across somebody's path where you can talk to them about the Lord or they need help or something, and God directs your life and leads you across the path of that person. Why should you be filled with the Spirit? Number three, because God intended that for the Christian life. Take your Bibles and go on over to the right there to Ephesians chapter 5 and verse number 16. Ephesians 5, verse number 18. Ephesians chapter 5, verse number 18. Here's what it said. Ephesians 5 and verse number 18. It says, "Be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit." Verse number 19, "Speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord." Did you know that singing all the time, singing psalms and hymns, the Bible says that's a sign of being filled with the Spirit. Everybody look up here. Sometimes a lot of you folks walk in here, you never open your mouth. Songs are going on and you're just looking around and you're not singing. Man, we all need to sing. We need to sing the songs of God, speaking to yourself. That's talking about the inner life of a Christian, the inner life. But instead, people stand there, there's a hymn going on, and people stand there looking around, talking to somebody else, messing around with something else, you see. Speaking to yourself is a sign of being filled with the Spirit, or it's a sign of the fact that there's nothing there. There ain't nothing in there, and nothing to sing about. There's people, they won't sing. They say, "Oh, I can't sing." Anybody can sing. You can sing. Speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. We got one denomination over here, and that I grew up in a denomination like this, Primitive Baptist. They don't believe in having musical instruments. Now, you don't have to have them. You can get along without them, but it's nice to have them. We love to have piano players, and we love to have piano music and all that kind of stuff. We're not going to bring any rock and roll in. But I grew up in a denomination. We got another one over here, Church of Christ, and they don't believe in having, they think that verse right there means you're not supposed to have musical instruments. Folks, that's talking about the inner life in your heart, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. Now they get in their cars and they turn the radio on. They go somewhere else and they listen to music that, you know, all that kind of stuff, but it's just in church. Just in church. Can't have musical instruments in church. That's kind of silly. Anyway, I don't care if they don't want to have song, they don't want to have musical instruments, go right ahead. You don't have to have them, but it's nice to have them. You know what? That's what God expected. That God meant for all of us to be filled with the Spirit. God meant for all the ushers in the church. God meant for all the nursery workers in the church. God meant for all the Sunday school teachers in the church. God meant for all the people in the pews. God meant for us at the house. God meant for you raising your children to be filled with the Spirit, you see. Be filled with the Holy Ghost. That's what God intended for it to be. Number five, we ought to be filled with the Spirit so we can be changed from bad habits to good habits. From sin to righteousness, sin creeps in. And last of all, that we might know Jesus Christ. To be indwelt by the Spirit of God. That's for a saved person. The Spirit of God indwells us all, but does He fill us all? Does He fill us? Are you filled with the Spirit? You can be filled with the Spirit. Confess our sins and ask God to fill us with Thy Spirit continually, day in and day out, and we can have the fullness, the filling of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let's bow our heads, please.